To be together, to start getting to know everybody. Before any words, I just want to say that here for each and every one of you. You know, this summer, here for all the campers, we're here for each and every one of you just as much. And if anyone has anything throughout the summer they want to talk about, whether it be about camp, not about camp, just know that I'm here for you guys and looking forward to tremendous growth together in a very special way. And hopefully it'll be special to be able to learn together at least once a week. You know, all week long, every one of us is here just to give of ourselves and obviously to grow through giving, which you don't grow more than that, and nothing more important than giving. Even when it comes to Torah, when it comes to learning Torah, there's nothing more important than giving Torah. If you look at all the psukim where we learn the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's all v'shinantim levenechem, v'lamantim espanechem, it's all giving over, teaching Torah. Open up a Rambam, Milchas Talmud Torah. He doesn't talk about learning Torah, he talks about teaching Torah. So that tells us something, what we're doing, which is so special. But to learn together in a special way could be something, I think, that could be a chizuk for each and every one of us. And hopefully, tonight we'll explain a little bit of what we're all doing here. In Camp Aspire, it's a very special camp. The director, Mordechai Bennett, my Hilge Talmud, so he wanted to sponsor tonight's, I don't know what that means exactly, but the camp himself, but he said, that's Hashem, won't be a big schuss for the camp. So you open up Parshas Korach, and we know there's this tremendous juxtaposition from Korach and Parshas Shlach. The end of Parshas Shlach is the Parshas of Tzitzis, that we say every single day. And then the beginning of Korach, we find that Korach has this taina, or this question. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wants to know if you have a beged, shekulo tcheles, you have a beged that's entirely tcheles, do you need tzitzis? So you see right away a connection from the end of Shlach and the beginning of Korach, in some focal point of tzitzis in these parshas that we have to understand. What was Korach thinking? What was Korach thinking? We know there's a mitzvah of tzitzis. Why should it matter that the beged shekulo tcheles? Okay, part of the tzitzis midarais is supposed to be tcheles. We all understand that. I happen to wear tchilas. Happen to be a Radiner. I come from Radiner Chasidim, and the Radiner Rebbe held you should wear tchilas, as we know famously. I wear tchilas. My Alta Zeda wore tchilas already, way before Petil tchilas. That being said, I deeply believe, and that's another conversation maybe after we could talk about. I strongly feel everyone should wear tchilas. I don't understand why everyone doesn't wear tchilas. You have a mitzvah, a raisa, that potentially could be Mekayim every single moment. If it's wrong, which is possibility, even though it fits into everything we know about tchelis, but it's a possibility. So you're yoytze tzitzis with colored tzitzis. You're yoytze tzitzis with a blue string on it. So you wear tchelis, you have the ability to mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa every second. Okay, for another time we can get into that. But what was Korach thinking? That you'd have a four-corner beggar without tzitzis. What was he thinking? Now he also has claims against other mitzvahs. The other famous medrash is against the mezuzah, right? If you have a room, mole sifrei Torah, do you have to have a mezuzah on that? And then there's a Zohar that he was also questioning and connected Shabbos Kodesh. What's a common denominator? What's going on? But we're going to focus first on tzitzis, although the emes is tzitzis and Shabbos are deeply connected. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Chafheim Beis, the Rabbi Yehuda Eloi, Yehuda ben Eloi, when he would prepare for Shabbos, he'd go and be misatif betzitzis and put on his talis to prepare for Shabbos, to go into Shabbos like that. There are certain chassidim that therefore wear Lel Shabbos by Kabbal Shabbos. Yerushalmi, some Yerushalmis, you see, if you've been by the Kaiser, you see sometimes, right? Wearing their talisim Lel Shabbos. Most of us don't do that. But there's certain the bells also, maybe? I don't know. But whatever it might be. But there are different chassidim that do I've seen have one tzaddik in my neighborhood that comes to shul Lel Shabbos in a talis. But the Farish Gemara, Yehuda ben Eloi would do that. And we see that he'd prepare for Shabbos with tzitzis. Why is that? We know, by the way, it's interesting, both Shabbos and Tzitzis are Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. There are Chazals, there are Medrashim, that they're Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. We have to understand why that is. It's interesting, everyone talks Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But the Emes is Talmud Torah, there is no Chazal that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And you're thinking, what do you mean? You say it every morning, right? No, you don't. What do you say every morning? You say a Chazal, Elu Dvarim, and if you read that Gemara in Shabbos, it talks about all these beautiful chasadim that are Karen Kaimas, that what that Perseim Bolam Azav, Karen Kaimas Lolam Abba, Kivar Veim, Kamil Chesed, Hashkamas Beis Midrash, Shachar Rabbis getting up early to prepare the Beis Midrash and to take care of the Beis Midrash, put away the Svarim at night. Chnasis Orchim, Bikar Cholim, Chnasis Chala, Iyun Tefillah even is on a level of Chesed because we're supposed to be able to understand Tefillah in a way that I could daven for others. Aval Sholom ben Adam Chavero, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's the source of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Keneged everything we just spoke about. Meaning, the Chafetz Chaim said the greatest chesed is Torah, because when you give over Torah to someone else, you've given them more than anything else in this world. Teaching Torah is the greatest chesed in the world. It's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, all of those mitzvahs that were mentioned here. There's no chazal Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. There's Tzitzis, and there's Shabbos. So we have to understand what was Korach tying against. We have to understand this mitzvah of tzitzis. And specifically the mitzvah of tzitzis, when it's supposed, and again, I know I said that a little strongly, you're all beautiful yidden, if you wear tchilas, if you don't wear tchilas, don't get me wrong. But we all understand in the perfect velt, and the way we're supposed to be, and the way we will be, Bez Hashem, all of us, is to wear tchilas. And that's the way the mitzvah of tzitzis is supposed to be. We say it how many times a day? At least twice, maybe four or five times a day, depending on when you daven. We daven earlier, you have to repeat Shra, and then you say Krish Malamita, and Shachris, right? At least twice. That's a Shach Bukhu Macha, but a few other times a day generally. We repeat that there's a mitzvah of tzitzis with tchelis. We have to understand what that mitzvah tchelis is. I'm basing a lot of what I say now based on something I heard from Rav Moshe Weinberger years ago. Tchelis is also Milashim Tachlis. That somehow within the midst of Tchelis, we see what the Tachlis of this world is. What the purpose of this world is. What the essence of the world is. Within the midst of Tchelis. Within that mitzvah, which is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, this mitzvah of Tzitzis. How so? So what is, first, before we get there, what is Tachlis Olam? What is the purpose of the world? Obviously, there are a lot of ways to go about this, but L'maisa, tomorrow night's the yahrzeit of Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Bracha. This chus to live only a 10-minute drive from the oil, from the makom of the kvura of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And it's important when you mention Lubavitcher Rebbe, say Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Bracha, right? It's important. But anyway, it's okay. I'm even Yavin. We have to go off on that. We know.
But, I heard Revival get up and say.
Okay. Revival, Vada, meaning whatever. We all know the Zemis, but Lubavitcher Rebbe is Gadol Yisoid Oilam. At the schus, I was just telling a story to some chaver. I don't know if any of you guys. At the schus, when I was a little boy, saying the schus of the yahrzeit coming up, I had the schus to meet the Lubavitcher Rebbe twice. At the schus, I go to the oil about once a week. See, Rav Mordechai just walked in. We went the night before his chasana. It's a big inyan to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim. That was last week's parsha. But the people that Kivrei Tzadikim, if you want to really understand what it is daven by Kivrei Tzadikim, you have to learn Kuntzus Shtadchus from the Mittler Rebbe. Maybe for another time we'll discuss the depth of davening Kivrei Tzadikim. But there's a medrash, a beferish medrash, that when you daven by Kivrei Tzadikim, it's like you're davening in Chevron by the Maraseh Chapela. So us that are stuck in Chutz La'aretz for now, that's a pretty good thing to be able to go somewhere where I can feel like I'm davening in Chevron. And by the way, all of our tefillos are filtered through Chevron. It's another yisod for another time. We all think our tefillos go through Makom HaMikdash, and they do eventually, but they first go through Chevron, through the Avos. That's where we start our tefillos. So if we could daven in the Maraseh Chapela, it's pretty good, right? There's a big schus to that. But back when I met the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I was a little boy. I had this, my ex-great aunt lived across the street from the Lubavitcher Rebbe on President Street. And we used to go every Purim for Purim Suda. And they had in their home, I used to call it as a little boy, the bat phone. Because they had this phone, and it rang whenever anything was going on in 770. If the Rebbe was giving Fabrangian out of nowhere, was giving out dollars, it would ring, so you'd go. In the middle of Purim Suda, it would ring, and the Rebbe was giving out dollars. This was like towards the end of Purim. And I remember twice going with my father and getting dollars. And I'm a little boy. I'm 11 years old, so I have the dollars at first. I didn't appreciate who the Rebbe was. I remember meeting him. I remember seeing him and getting the dollar from him. But I didn't appreciate what it was. I didn't appreciate who he was at that age, at that point in my life. So I'm like 13, 14. And on Central Avenue, if the Chevron knows the five towns, they're in my house. I lived like right near Central Avenue, my house. And I used to go Fridays. It was like, you go with your friends. It was like exciting. You go to the pizza and you go to walk on Central Avenue, you know. And there was one store, they'd sell lottery tickets to like teenagers. They didn't card or anything, you know. I'm like 34. I'm like, wow, this dollar's got to be good for the lottery. And I used them on lottery. I remember I won 10 bucks with one of them. But I never saw the dollars again. One of my biggest regrets. I have very few regrets in life, Baruch Hashem. Life's been incredible. And even the journeys that have been difficult, I realize, were only for growth. There's like a couple of regrets in life that I do have. One of them is giving up those dollars, if I had those dollars now. But so for years, I knew I met the Rebbe and I remembered it. So I wanted to have, I have a thing. If you come to my house, I have like a wall full of pictures of myself with tzaddikim. It gives me a lot of chizik. Like any tzaddik you could imagine for this past dar. So I'm like, oh, if I could get the picture of me with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So I knew, so, like Chabad, they like would video everything with the Rebbe, you know, every moment. And they have a website, Gem Online, and they have like literally thousands of videos and pictures. And so I would always go through and try to find myself. And that day, I didn't know. Then I finally found the exact date because I found my father had the dollar that he gave to my sister. I found it in drawers. So I knew the date. And I'm looking. I email them, do you have this? And they're like, listen, we have thousands to go through. We've never gone through everything. It's impossible. For years, I'm looking, nothing. About 8 months ago, I emailed them again, just out of nowhere. And they sent me back like this 10-minute video of that day. And I'm looking through it, and I found, I'll show you after share, a video of myself getting a dollar from when I was like 10 or 11 years old, getting a dollar from the Rebbe. You see it very clearly. In fact, for some reason, the camera follows me afterwards. It's just on the Rebbe, and then when I get the dollar, it like follows me. I don't know why. I have no idea what that means. I'm just... And I had them make me a picture, like they could from that moment. The best, again, it's not the greatest quality. This is back, we're talking 30 years ago, but I have a picture with the Rebbe now from that time, which is pretty incredible. So it's the Rebbe's Yahrzeit, the Shabbos, Gimel Tammuz. So we got to, the Rebbe was the final Rebbe that we had in Lubavitch, but the first was the Baal HaTanya. So in the schluss of the Rebbe, we'll share a Torah from the Baal HaTanya to understand what Tachlis, before we understand what Tchilis and Tzitzis is and what Korach was saying, what we're doing. And you have to understand the Tachlis of the world. The Tchilis is the Tachlis. The Baal HaTanya had the schluss to be by the Baal HaTanya with Rav Mordechai. You want to hear that story? So many stories, I will be here all night. Now, that was incredible. Do you remember what happened? Let me tell you, Chavri, just quickly, the Baal HaTanya, we went on a trip. Another time, we'll tell the whole trip. It was one of the greatest trips of our life. I think about the trip, I can't say every day, but every week for sure. It was 17 Talmidim, myself and Rabbi Eli Brazil. We took 17 Talmidim to Ukraine, which obviously these days you can't pull this off, and I don't know if you ever will again. And we went to the Baal Shem Tov in Umno. We went in Reb Nachman and Uman. We went to Baal Shem Tov in Mezvish. And went to the Baal. We went to the Maggid of Mezvish and Reb Zusha and the Tolz Yaakov Yosef. And went to other Mekoymas like Kedoshim and Babi Yar. It was the most incredible thing. And then we ended up. Then we went from there to Eretz Yisrael Thursday. We got into Eretz Yisrael Thursday. This was Sunday. We left Thursday night was Lag BaOmer. Went straight to Meiron for Lag BaOmer. Shabbos in Tzvat. Matzah Shabbos in Yerushalayim. To go with the year of the Merkaz Arav tragedy, went straight to Merkaz Arav. We're in the library with a bullet hole everywhere. A person that was there, it was crazy. Gave shir in that library a couple months after. Went to the Kaisel and left. So the whole week we slept in beds two nights. Literally. It was the most incredible trip. So what happened? We leave here Sunday. Sunday night, we get there. Sunday night, we're on the plane. Monday morning, we get there. Monday night, we're driving through the night going to Kfarim. Tuesday night, we slept in Uman. I don't know if you call these places. We tried to sleep in some apartment that wasn't the nicest accommodations, you know? Fine. Wednesday night, we have booked to stay in a hotel the one night to finally get a good night's sleep, and then we're going out to Israel. We're not going to sleep Thursday night. It's Meiron, Lag BaOmer. Friday night, we're going to sleep, and Matzah Shabbos not sleep again because then we're leaving like 5 in the morning. So one night, like to get a good night's sleep, right? We had, for that night, we had a kumzitz and a tish with this whole orphanage. It was pretty incredible. There was a big soccer game that night going on. I remember in Europe. But anyways, Lemaisa. So it's like about 1 a.m, we're about to go to this hotel in Kiev. And I talked to her in Brazil, I'm like, we didn't go to the Baal HaTanya yet. Now the Baal HaTanya is a 4-hour drive from Kiev. And our flight was the next early afternoon, like 11, 12. whatever time, I don't remember exactly. So we could go to the Baal Tanya and be there for like an hour, daven nates, and go straight to the airport and basically not sleep again. Or go to a hotel that we paid for already and sleep in a normal hotel. I'm discussing with Rabbi Eli Brazil, and I want to go to the Baal Tanya. I don't know if I'll ever go there again. I haven't been there again since. And the Baal Tanya means... And he's like, the guys don't know that, really don't know the difference between the Baal Shem Tov, the Bar Dichever, and the Baal Tanya. They already saw enough. You know, like, no, he wanted to also. But he's like, wait, it's like abuse to them already. Like, maybe we got to let them sleep in a bed already. So I said to him, I remember looking, I said, you know what? You're right. So we'll have to have a vote. It's not going to be up to me or you. We'll vote. So we get on the bus. And I say to the guys, do you remember this, what I said? I say to the guys, this was about, we're going back, how many years ago was this? You were a senior.
2008.
So this is already 14 years ago. I get on the bus and I say to the guys, listen, we have the chance to go to Baal Tanya. It's up to you. We could go to a hotel, sleep in a bed, or go to Baal Tanya. I said, it's up to you guys, we'll have a vote. I said, but I'm going to tell you something, what I believe. Acher Me'ev Esrim, we're all going to end up in Shemayim. If we go to Baal Tanya, I guarantee you, in my eyes, he'll be by our side to vouch for us.
Oh my God, when you say something like that.
If not, say no. I can't, I don't know, it's up to you. That's what I said. It was a 15 to 2 vote. Out of 17 guys, to go to the Baal Tanya. I, Baruch Hashem, have no clue, have no recollection of who the two were that went against it, but I remember the number, it was 15 to 2. And we went to the Baal Tanya, it was incredible. So I learned one, just two lines in Tanya, which is really from a Medrash. To understand what the purpose of life is big. Vino Badazos Mama Razal Shetachlis, that same year, the same word, right? Tchelas Tachlis. Shetachlis Brias Oilam Hazeh, Hushinis Ave Kodish Baruch Hu, Leos, famous line, you know, Leos Lodira Betachtoinim. And he goes on, I don't know, we're not going to read through the whole piece now if you want to borrow mine, piece Lamed Vav and Tanya. The purpose of life in this world is that God wants us to make it, that He should be here, to bring the Rabbanu Shalom into this world. To have a dira b'tachtonim, that Hashem should be here. You know, there's a famous story of Shlomo Karbach. Shlomo Karbach was a little boy, and he got lost. He was maybe 6 years old, and they're looking all over for him. Where'd he go? You know where they finally found him? This is when he was in Europe, in Vienna. You know where they found him? On the roof of his house. He was up on the roof. We see some more campers end up, you know, they've ended up at the chapel, I don't know. And then, what are you doing there? What's going on? He says, I want to be closer to God. Look at him, I want to be closer. It was a beautiful thing from a little kid. But, Lanias Daiti, he got it wrong. The purpose of life isn't for us to jump up to Shemayim. Those are the angels. The angels have that realm. The purpose is to bring God down to this world. To have dira betachtonim in this world. In the physicality of this world, in the materialism of this world, to bring the Rabbanu Shalom into everything that we do. That's Tachlis Achayim. That was the image that Yaakov Avinu received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that Sula Mutzav Arza Veroshu B'Shamayim. There's this ladder, but the ladder's not, and the Malachim are Oilim V'Yardim. It's to attach Shamayim V'Aretz, it's to bring Shamayim down to Aretz. That's the Avod of life. That was Yaakov, and we're all Bnei Yaakov, we're Bnei Yisrael. We're not Bnei Avram, we come from Avram, but we're called Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov is Gematria. Anyone know what Yaakov is Gematria?
182.
Beautiful, Rav Hagen.
What? I cheated.
How did you cheat? What did you cheat? Oh, you
at lunch today.
Okay, Yaakov's Gematria, 182. Oh, we shared this by lunch? We shared this with one again. Yaakov is 182. You know what 182 is? Seven times Havaya, seven times 26. Seven, the Maral says famously, are the days of the week, right? So seven represents Teva, this world. 26 is Shem Havayah, is Kedusha, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov, bring Hashem to every day of this week, every day of the world. Bring Hashem into the world. That's us, Bnei Yisrael. That's our tachlis, that's our purpose. So comes Korach. Korach was Kadosh in ways. Korach was, as Rabbi Silber told us the other day, he was wise, he was big. But he got it wrong. You know what he got it wrong? He thought, let's live in Shemayim. He thought, like other religions, the goal is abstinence. The goal is to be godly. But godly in an outer worldly way. We're, listen, we took over this Catholic college over here, and you walk around, you see what once was. We took it over. They have it all wrong. That goal, the goal of abstinence, that's dira be'al yoinim.
But the tachlis brias oilam azeh which is avik shparkli as dira b'tachtoinim. Tachlis is to have a delicious suda, but be makadish it. Have a bracha before, a bracha after. Eat like a minch. Make sure what we're eating is proper. In everything that we do, bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into it. That's our avoda, is to bring Rabbeinu Shalom into everything in this world. Tcheles. Listen to this, mamish incredible. This is the part that was from Rav Weinberger, that mamish. Tcheles is blue. So what does Tcheles represent? Shemayim. In fact, that's the famous Gemara Menachos, right? That's Gemara that tells us, Reisim osos chayatim is kol mitzvos. How so? So one way is remembering the Gematria of Tzitzis is 600 plus the 8 strings plus the 8 strings and the 5 knots, 613. How many think like that? I don't think too many. So another way is if you're wearing Tcheles, is that Tcheles is Doma Liyam, Doma Lirikia. It's Shemayim. Doma, correct. That's the next step, Kisei HaKavod, which teaches us a lesson in being step by step. Our life has to be, can't jump too quickly. But Tcheles represents Shemayim. Lefi the Rambam, and the way that us Ritziners hold, you can see, because there's different deos on Tcheles. Oh, this is my old pair. I pull out. Hashem's okay. Forget about that. Bring me my talis. When I learned this, I only go this way now. There's a lot of different shittos in Tcheles. Now, forget about how to tie it. There's 15 different shittos how to tie Tcheles. But there's whether you should have two full blue strings of Tcheles, which half then will be 4 and 4, right? Whether one full string, like the Ravid, which that's Tosfos two full string, like the Ravid one full string, so it's 6 white and 2 blue. And then Ritziners hold like the Rambam, and you have, as you see, 1 blue and 7 white, right? Which means one half is dyed blue of the full string, right? Because these are 4 strings that are folded over. So what do you have? They have 7 white strings. So the blue is Shemayim. 7, we already said from the morale, is this world, is Teva. So what is this supposed to be? And what is it supposed to be every time I look at my tzitzis? What do I take? I take the blue string is the one that makes the chulios. The blue string is the one that goes and surrounds the white, the 7 white. The 7 white represents the gashmis. It represents this world. Has to be surrounded by Shemayim. Surrounded by Kedusha. But not kulo tcheles. Korach said kulo tcheles. Be out of this world. And he thought he was right, because I should have abstinence. I want to be a buzzworld. Moshe said, you got it all wrong. You want tzitzis. You just need tzitzis wrapped in tcheles. The tachlis is not to be a malach. The tachlis is to be a person. But that's mekadesh the chol. And that's what the representation of tzitzis is, which is so beautiful. And that's why we're isim oso. When I look at this, uschartem es kol mitzvos. That's how I remember all the mitzvos. Then I remember, you know what my purpose is? To make a bracha so that I mekadesh how I eat. You know, my purpose is, last night we went to Chasna, and I don't just get married and be involved. I makadesh that union between a husband and wife in the most beautiful of ways. And there's a halacha that mandates how I'm with my wife. And there's taras mishpacha, and there's nida. And I take that physical realm of my life, and I makadesh it. And that's the tcheles around the tzitzis. And that's the avodah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Korach, who got it all wrong. Now we understand the punishment. Such a strange, right? Once in the world history, this strange punishment, Korach swallowed by the earth. He couldn't just die some other death. What was the need to have this great miracle, this great nace, being swallowed by the earth? Because he thought you're supposed to be above the earth. He thought you're supposed to be in Shemayim. Yet the avod of life is to be in this world. Dira b'tachtoinim. And elevate it, b'kedusha of Torah, in the proper way, through Torah and mitzvahs. So the earth, that he was kineged in a certain sense, swallows them all. And that's Shabbos, that he was kineged, because Shabbos is a day where I live in this world, but I'm mekadesh it in the most beautiful of ways. It's all a vote of Shabbos, that I want to eat on Shabbos, and I want to dress beautifully on Shabbos. But it's all l'kedusha, everything I do, l'kedusha. And that's what a mezuzah is, his other taina, right? What does the mezuzah do? My home, which is a lot of physicality and gashmias, my home where I'm bathing, where I'm sleeping, where I'm eating, where I'm in this world, I put a mezuzah on the door. I'm a kadesh this. But Korach didn't understand all of that. So in the physical stuff, I don't do that. I'm beged l'kulo tcheles. I don't need a mezuzah on the door. I don't need Shabbos. I want to be above this world. The earth swallows him whole. However, I think that's the avoid of this whole entire summer. You guys all chose to be here. And you chose to be here to give of yourself, which is the most beautiful thing in the world. But sometimes you could stop and think for a second, looking around, I see and getting to know some of you already. You've been a Torah, and during the year, a lot of you were sitting and learning all day, and here you come here, and you don't have like more than 20 minutes a day to learn, maybe, and you're busy and giving and you're playing ball. And yeah, listen, I'm playing ball every day. The last time I played ball every day like this, now, mind you, the last time I played ball like every day for a stretch, this will be, I mean, I just started, it's only a few days in, but the plan, I think, was when I was in NC's Wicola, my first summer married in summer of 2000. I played with my, like, for Tkufas, I played with Talmidim once a week. I don't know, every day like this? Literally, it's been since then, 22 years, I think, since I would play like that. We're playing ball, and we're eating, and we're having a good time. But you know what we're doing? We're bringing the Kadosh Baruch Hu dira b'tach tainim, and everything that we do. And you stop and realize this is Ratzon Hashem. Obviously, I have to learn as much as I can so that I learn, and only through learning can I know what to elevate and how to elevate. And this is a void of learning by itself also, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, don't get me wrong. But the void of life is to make Dira B'tachtonim in everything that I do. And make sure that everything we're doing, not just when I'm in the Beis Medrash and learning and davening, but when I'm playing ball and I'm eating, whatever I'm doing, and that's what we're showing our campers. And that's our tafkid here, which is the most beautiful thing in the world. By the way, you know, you see these parshas, and you have Korach. Korach follows Shlach. This was also exactly the Chet Meraglim. It's all one and the same. What was Chet Meraglim? Chet Meraglim were Anoshim, were Chashuvim, were Kaddish individuals. They were the heads of the tribes. How could they fall so low? They were in the Midbar for all these years. You know what the Midbar was? Kulo Ruchni. You don't have to work, you don't have to earn a living, you don't have to do anything. I could sit, and every day I wake up, I get my food in the morning, the man comes, and then what do you do? I could sit and learn Torah all day. That's why the Dor She'ochle Man had to receive the Torah, because there had to be a strong foundation in Torah. They couldn't have those responsibilities and the balance of life yet, and they built that foundation for all of eternity. But then they go into Eretz Yisrael and they say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to go here? You know what's going to be here? You know what's going to be here? Many tzaddikim say this, famously the Belzer Rebbe, Zechasad Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzach Shalom, and others. It's gonna be here. I'm gonna have to work. I'm gonna have to have a. I'm gonna have a farm, and I'm gonna have to plant a chorish. I'm not gonna be able to learn. I'm not gonna be the same person anymore. I'm not gonna have the same time to daven. Not gonna have the same time to learn. Not gonna have the same time. That's not. I don't want that. They thought they're talking lishma. I want to go back to the midbar, where it's kula ruchni. Because my clothes goes with me. I'm connected, but I'm protected by nanei akavod. I can sit and learn all day. I'm back in the oil shul yeshiva my whole life. And we need that tkufa to be kulo Torah so that I know how to elevate anything else. And my whole life I have to be learning as much as I can to elevate everything else. But don't forget about elevating everything else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want nisavet dir tachtonim. I want to go in Eretz Yisrael and be mekadesh that. And they got it wrong, just like Korach got it wrong. It was all one. And this is our avodah chevra. That's tachlis. That's the tchilis. However, whether you wear tchilis, you don't wear tchilis. Remember, the void of life is that, and eventually we'll all be wearing tchilis. But think about that imagery. And think about that mitzvah tzitzis. And that's what Korach had so wrong. And that's our avoida. That's our avoida. You know, all the time I have talmidim, talmidot, to reach out in all different ways. And not learning as much as they have to, and not davening as much. Sometimes it's laziness, or sometimes they've been influenced by surroundings, by svivos, or whatever it might be. Sometimes they're involved in exactly what they're supposed to be involved in. And a guy gets home from work, and he should be with his kids, and putting them to sleep, and helping his wife. And then be moiser nefesh, and he'll go back to the Beis Medrash from 10 to 12 at night. Be home from 7 to 10, when you could be with your kid. That's your avoida. And I always say, the avodah of life is not to learn Torah. The avodah of life is, why do you learn? You learn because it's Ratzon Hashem. What do you think Ratzon Hashem is? Ratzon Hashem is Shinia. Where is it? Tachlis Bris Olam Shinis Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Yosdir Tachtainim. That's our avodah. And I remember a story, a very big story that I think about all the time. It wasn't a story, but there was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael in the Sephardic community in Yerushalayim, Sephardic yeshiva. And like some of these, like the Hasidic yeshivas here, have all here, and they probably should have it everywhere. The bus driver was also from Yid. You know, sadly, sometimes, I don't know if you guys know about it, but when your parents, you'll see, but maybe you remember, you could have like the best yeshivas in the world and teaching the best chinuch and midos, and then like the bus, and it's like all Gehenna let loose. And like the kids learn language and what's going on, and like you have your kid, you send him to yeshiva, and you think he's pure, and he's with the Rebbe, he's with this, and he gets on the bus, and it's like, Shem Yerachim. I know parents that won't get their kid on the bus will drive their kids to school for this reason. It's sad, it's terrible. I don't know why these yeshivas don't understand that they need a madrich, somebody on a bus with little kids. Like, and the Chassidish yeshivas, they understand this, and they have. I don't know what goes on the bus or not, but like, so they had this bus driver, and this bus driver was a tzaddik, and he was like always trying to be mashpi on the kids and talking to the kids. And he was getting older, and the kids were wild at times also. And he couldn't handle it anymore. He decided, he went to the manal and says, I think I'm going to retire. He says, no, you can't retire. We need you. You're like one of the rabbein. We need you. No, because he didn't know who he'd find, right? He says, okay, you know you want to retire? We need to ask Das Torah. You can't just retire. We'll ask Das Torah. We'll go to Chacham Abishol, the chief, the tzaddik gadol of the times, Chacham Abishol. And we'll ask him, he says, okay, yeah, vada, whatever Chacham, you know. If you're smarty, what the Chacham says, that's like, you know, above God, you know, like, zeu. Baruch Hashem, in a beautiful way, it's, you know. Anyways, we go to Chacham Abishol. Chacham Abishol looks at this, and the manal tells the predicament, and he looks at this bus driver. And he says to the bus driver, you know, every morning when you drive your bus, you're not driving your bus. You're getting psicha every morning for an Aron Kodesh. And every time you open your bus door, that's psicha for another Torah to come on. And when you open the door, when you get to the yeshiva, it's psicha to let all the Torahs off into the yeshiva. You really want to stop doing that? And the bus driver got it, and he wouldn't quit. He wouldn't leave, and the next morning he came with a big smile, thanking every kid for coming on the bus and doing psicha after psicha after psicha. What did Chacham Abishol tell him? Told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'avid yir tachtayim. And he said, when you drive a bus, you're not driving a bus. This is Ratzon Hashem. This is Kodesh Kedoshim. You're bringing kids to yeshiva. When you have a meal, you're not just enjoying your food. You're being strong so that I could learn, so that I could daven. Shmartas nashaseichem. And we have to think like that and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we are. That's the avoid the kenegi karech, that's the avoid the kenegi shlach. And these are the parashas of the summer, which is summer is a time when we're more in the world, in the physical world, let's be real. So it's a little harder, and we can fall into the world. Our avoid is to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into every element of our life, big tushar of Tara. Then we'll be zoicha that summer won't be like it's been, days of Bein HaMetzarim, and days of difficulty, and days of Nisyonos, but there'll be days of Geula and Yeshua. We'll take them, miyagun l'simcha, mefeil l'ara, mishil gula, gula shleima, mishil chena, b'meir, b'meir.